Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Three men will be throwing out the first pitch because they're the Yankees. Now,
three, okay.
Three guys out the first pitch.
And who are those three
to
guys?
To start off the New York Yankee home schedule. If you had to pick three guys to open up the official start of Major League Baseball for the New York Yankees, what three guys would you pick?
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Jorge Posada.
Bing, bing.
And I would probably say Mariano Rivera.
Jeter, Posada, Rivera.
Jorge, the thing about Jorge, if it's not him, then it's got to be Pettit. And if it's not Jorge, because he's out there helping somebody else get their life straightened out.
Right. He likes to do that.
The big life coaches and stuff.
Bernie.
Well, Bernie's like, they treat
he's
Bernie
like the
weird.
Bastard child for some reason. They don't treat him. They don't treat him the same way.
Jerry, who would you pick?
I would go with Rivera, Jeter, and Bernie.
Rivera, Jeter, and Bernie.
Yes.
All right. You were both wrong.
Okay. Do we have any of them right?
No.
Oh.
Now, what have I told you? Throwing out the first pitch today for the New York Yankees will be, I don't know, do you want to take one more guess or no?
No.
How about Joe Torre?
Okay.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, why not Joe Torre?
Really?
I'm all right with that.
We're going down that road again.
So we're going down, it seems like we're going down like really deeper into history. Is Jeter throwing it out?
No. He's not.
He's busy.
He's not. I will let you think about it for a moment, and then I'll give you the other two guys here in a second. I mean, Joe Torre.
Yeah, Joe Torre.
I've had enough.
I think that's okay.
I think what you should do, what I would do, the very first pitch, the ceremonial first pitch for today's Yankee game.
And they're doing three of them.
They're doing three of them.
Are they throwing all at the same time, or who's going first, who's going second, who's
going
third?
No, you'll start at the same time.
How about Randy Velarde?
No.
How about Mel Stottlemyre?
Gleyber Torres. That should be the guy throwing out today's first pitch.
How about Mel Stottlemyre?
I'm telling you, if you brought Gleyber out there, the fans would go crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to get a glimpse of what you'll see lots of later on this year. Throwing out today's ceremonial first pitch for the New York Yankees is Gleyber Torres!
That's like one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
No,
guys, never had an at-bat in a major league game ever.
And coming off a day where Torres plays well Sunday, right?
I'm telling you, man, that's how you should do it.
So stupid.
In any event, it's Willie Randolph, Tino Martinez, and Joe Torre.
Well, there you go. All tied to yesteryear.
All right.
Exactly.
That's fine.
That's the answer.
But like Willie Randolph, why wouldn't it be Paul O'Neill with Tino and Torre? Right?
All right. See, but your reaction is exactly what mine was.
That's fine. Hey, Willie.
All right.
I think it's fine.
All right.
You think they would have done Don Mattingly had the Marlins had another game in New York?
Why not?
By the way, that would have been better.
Yes.
Jerry Reagan's here with an update. Hi, Jerry.
Well, good morning. We're brought to you by Bruni and Campisi Air Conditioning. Keep cool and visit BruniandCampisi.com. We are also brought to you by Dell. Dell's U.S.-based small business advisors can help you upgrade to powerful new Dell PCs with Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL. We'll start with the Mets because they were the Sunday night game last night. They took on the Marlins, and much like the Yankees, they were looking to avoid the sweep. Did not play very well on Friday or Saturday. They had Noah Syndergaard on the mound and Jay Bruce at the plate.
We see players all the time, and not many of them wear those rings.
A safety deposit box somewhere. The 1-0 to Bruce deposited. Deep to right center. Yelich going back. This is on the way. Home run, Jay Bruce.
And that is Howie Rose on WOR.
Yeah. Now yeah. We love Jay Bruce.
Jay Bruce.
Jay Bruce.
Jay Bruce.
Playing like he's on the juice.
Jay Bruce.
Jay Bruce. Yeah.
Everybody loves, everybody loves.
Everybody loves, everybody loves Jay Bruce.
Everybody loves, everybody loves.
Everybody loves Jay Bruce.
Do we have a Michael Conforto song for next night? We do not. Okay, well, he also homered. The Mets beat the Marlins 5-2. They scored a few runs to the Mets in the first inning. Real Muto drops a ball that probably would have had a guy at home.
I bet some boy went, well, Real Muto, but that error was obviously...
It was a big error.
That was the huge play of the game.
Yep, no doubt about it. But the Mets wind up winning the game 5-2, and Noah Syndergaard, 7 innings. He allows two runs, 1 earned, 9 strikeouts. How about Rene Rivera throwing 2 guys out in the same inning? It was all good. Here's Terry Collins on Noah. Just tremendous.
I mean, he's really good. He's going to be really good. He's going to stay really good.
Noah says, see, I told you the blister was fine.
Yeah, the blister's fine. I think it was just it flared up my last start just because... I hadn't been really used to this colder environment.
Hey, but man, man, cheese yesterday, man.
Yeah, he did.
Rene Rivera could be like Tim McCarver. You know, you tie yourself to the best pitcher on the team, and you're the only guy that can ever catch for him.
Right. Well, right. Especially because they talk about Syndergaard having trouble holding guys on. I mean, he was a little bit quicker to the plate last night, and Rivera, he was terrific. Really was.
So you've gone through your rotation once, and then Syndergaard's got 2 starts, right? So ERA-wise... Syndergaard's at 0.69. DeGrom is perfect. Harvey's under 3. And then, of course, you have the gas can that was Zach Wheeler.
That was not
and
Robbie
Gzelman.
Gzelman got better, though, as the game went on. He just, you run in the first, second, third, but, you know, you could kind of see what he can be.
Well, Zill Wheeler just got lit up.
Wheeler struggled a little bit.
I mean, you know, amazing thing is, when you go back to, you know, 10 days ago and they asked him about being in the starting rotation, and then to have that performance.
Well, but now you also see why he might have been better suited for the bullpen, because his velocity after a couple of innings just kept...
Dude, I'm just telling you, that's why you can't listen to the player.
Agreed.
I know the player wants to be here,
well, don't get,
but
Matt,
the player is not
Matt's
right.
And Lugo also forced that a little bit.
True. That is very true.
What are they supposed to do?
Here is Collins, Bruce, keeping his promise for at least 1 week.
This guy told me in spring training, he said, listen, I am the guy you traded for.
And he's hit the ball well.
Oh,
Collins
good, yeah.
says good for Conforto with the home run.
You got to... I mean, you just got to applaud Michael Conforto.
Because he's not playing every day, gets his chance, did well. Conforto says he's good as a pinch hitter or an everyday player.
You just keep doing what I've been doing. You know, I don't see it as being all that tough. You know, I just kind of I try to focus on my job that day.
And let's be honest, if you're Michael Conforto, you're just happy you're not in Las Vegas.
That's probably true.
So whatever you need me to do, I'm in. You want me to pinch hit? I'm happy to pinch hit. You want me to start? I'd love to start. Just don't set me down.
You know what the thing about it is? Just every time you get a chance to do something, just go
do
out
it.
There and do
it well.
What you
kind
did
of like
yesterday.
Tim Tebow had another home
another
run.
Another home run, yeah.
You know, it's also like Travis d'Arnaud. Travis d'Arnaud has the big night, and then they sit him the next day.
Yeah. And they asked Collins about, does this mean Conforto will play now tomorrow? And he said, listen, just because you had a home run doesn't mean you're playing the next day. Kind of like d'Arnaud had the big day, and then he sat the next day.
Yeah, but you almost prevent guys from getting hot that way.
I would agree. You're right. Mets are in Philadelphia tonight. Jacob deGrom, Jared Eichhoff are the starters.
Eichhoff.
Philadelphia just took 2 out of 3 from Washington. They put up 12 runs on the Nationals on Saturday, which was fantastic. And then they had the game winner in the 9th inning last night.
They scored 19 runs.
I know, I'm talking about
12 in the first inning.
I said 12 runs in the first inning on Saturday.
You didn't say that.
Yes, I did say that.
No, you didn't.
Okay, whatever.
Didn't. No, I don't want to be a bad guy. It sounded like they only scored 12 runs
because
you didn't mention the first inning.
All right, or Guthrie or anything else that I didn't say.
No, do you think you said in the first inning?
I honestly, I don't care.
No,
it was Saturday. Everybody knows. I was trying to make a point that the Phillies are scoring runs and winning games.
Yes.
Just because they're going to Philly
they
doesn't mean they're going
the
to win.
They are tied with the Phillies at 3-3.
The Nationals are just 3-3.
Everybody's 3-3.
Yes.
But I don't know that I
except for
that.
The Rays, by the way, who are 5-2, as they just had a wonderful weekend over the Blue Jays. And guess who's coming to Yankee Stadium
today?
Oh, no. Tampa. And the Yankees come in feeling good about themselves.
Seems like the Yankees play Tampa all the time.
Yes.
Well, twice
regrettably.
In 8 days.
Yeah.
Here was Aaron Judge coming to the plate. Now, the Yankees were down 3-0 Sunday, but they fought their way back.
Judge hits one to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. He has tied the game. Oh, this is Judgment Day.
Oh, I like that.
Aaron Judge homers in the left field seats. There comes the Judge. and the Yankees have tied the game at three.
I mean,
is that too much?
Day, Judgment Day was good.
That's what he does, though. That was great. That was John Sterling on the Fan. So now you get the game even, and then you go to the ninth where the Yankees would get ahead.
The pitch. Swung on and lined up the middle. There's a base hit center field. Ellsbury rounds third, and he is coming home. The throw is not in time. It's a base hit and an RBI for Starlin Castro on an 0-2 pitch. And the Yankees take a 4-3 lead.
Yay.
So how about that?
By the way, so Ellsbury's flying around third base and scores, like half a second before the throw, right?
Right.
Wilmer Flores would have been out by 9 feet.
Oh, you're right. You're exactly right.
You're probably right about that.
Oh, man.
Anyway, do you want, while we have time, the Yankees won 7-3. Do you want to hear the home run call from Matt Holliday?
Yeah, you know I do.
Because I thought it was terrific. This is from the other night.
Here's the 2-2.
2-2.
Swung on and entered the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Right over the 364. How do y'all like that? Matt Holliday. It's a two-run home run. Happy holiday. Happy holiday. Matt has bat. He drills a two-run home run.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Sounds like Bing Crosby.
Yeah,
Matt
I thought that was
has
pretty good.
Bat.
Matt has bat.
All
yeah.
right.
Anyway, so the Yankees salvaged the game yesterday 7-3. Here's Joe Girardi. This is more like we're not a 2-14.
I said the other day we were a couple hits away, a couple pitches away from having a much different record.
And so they got a chance now as they come home. CC Sabathia was pretty good yesterday. Yankees and Rays this afternoon. Michael Pineda and Alex Cobb, the starters. Yankees home opener, extended coverage. Joe and Evan will be live at the stadium at 10. Yankee pregame on the Fan
Joe
at 12:25. Yeah, remember them?
All right.
Yeah, Joe and Evan.
Working
exactly.
as hard as they can.
Are you? Do you think they're upset that Boomer's going to afternoons with Phil?
I think I was upset when I read that. I don't know about them.
Why were you upset?
Can't break up the team. What
well,
are we doing?
I mean, it's
out what's
of,
going on here?
It's just
Gary Myers taking shots at you guys.
My guy,
you know
LaPresti texted me yesterday morning. What's going on? Boomer's leaving to the afternoon. I said, what? What?
LaPresti.
What's happening here?
Can I do
why
his
is
updates?
Everyone so worried about that, by the way?
Maybe I could do Boom's updates. Maybe I could lead with hockey.
Perhaps you might be right about that.
That's what he's doing.
Did he call you?
No, he did not. Nobody called me, and nobody said a word to me until I got here this morning. You know what's amazing? When you are like, in another country, which obviously Canada
I mean, they
is.
Speak the same language, though. But
not really. Ottawa's got a little French to it.
Go ahead.
I mean, you just like, you are so far removed from everything that's going on down here. I mean, there's no news up there about what's happening here. It's all
well,
about
I mean,
the Canadian
when
Parliament.
You leave your phone in the hotel room, obviously you're unaware of what's going on.
I'm not paying attention to anything.
You know, emergency text messages from CeeLo probably should have alerted you to something. Boomer, I just want to let you know, I've always been a Team Boomer guy. I'm in when you make
in
the call.
What?
I don't
with
know.
What?
I have no idea. I woke up, my phone's going.
And again,
oh, what's going on? All four announcing says that Gary Myers says that Boomer's leaving for Phil.
Oh, so is that what happened? Awful announcing?
Yes.
Picked it up
yes.
Gary
I think that's where I saw it after
yes.
I was alerted
well,
to it.
Well, that's awful reporting.
Well, not I mean, Gary Myers wrote it. Awful announcing went with
they,
it.
Right, they put it out there.
Let's be honest. Afternoons at the Fan is a big media story. They have nobody in mind for it unless they're keeping it, their cards
maybe,
close
maybe
to the vest.
Whoever they are, and I told them what they need to look for.
What?
But they, I don't know if they'll listen to me or not.
What did you tell them they have to look for?
A megalomaniac.
Oh, all right. You and Phil.
There you go. There's
we're
two
doing
of them.
Commercials together,
yeah.
Craig.
Hello.
Just quickly.
You're not in the commercial.
Well, I don't know what the product is yet. I may not want to be in that commercial.
The Angels did beat the Mariners 10-9. I only say it because they scored 7 runs in the ninth inning, which was pretty wild. Here's the Nance call of Sergio Garcia winning the Masters.
And after so many years, once and for all for Sergio.
There you go. He let the moment breathe as the ball trickled in.
That was pretty cool. Part of the way it went around the
yeah, it
like
was.
That.
It was kind of like Mickelson when he won, I think, his first time in, I forget what year it was. It was 6 May, whatever year it was. He had one, too, that kind of just trickled in and fell in like that, too, for the win. So
you know, I was going to call Nick Faldo up and tell him to watch his back, but then I remember that Nance doesn't like Tiger Woods.
So, oh, I see what you're saying.
So Garcia beats Rose on the first hole of a sudden death playoff. He wins the Masters, and you get the expected reaction.
I'm so happy.
And he should be happy.
Any truth to the rumors that Freddie Couples was doing practice golf
I didn't see that, perhaps. Raptors beat the Knicks 110-97. Nets in Boston tonight as we're starting to wrap things up. A couple of games to go for Brooklyn, who had a really good win Saturday night. They beat Chicago, which was great. Good for them. They're 20-60, but they've played much better of late. Thunder beat the Nuggets 106-105. Russell Westbrook, quite the story. The game-winning three about 35 feet out at the buzzer.
Great.
Caps a 50-point, 16-rebound, 10-assist game. He sets the record, 42nd triple-double, so good for him.
I love Russell Westbrook.
Every time we're going to do this.
He's the MVP. You're the great Cartini. Now look at me.
James Harden, a triple-double. Rockets beat the Kings 135-128, and the Hawks come back from 26 down in the fourth quarter, and they beat the Cavaliers in overtime 126-125. Rangers beat the Penguins 3-2. They play at Montreal Wednesday night, game one of the playoff season over for the Islanders and the Devils. Islanders did win last night. The Devils lost to the Red Wings. They close out Joe Louis Arena.
Oh, they're a new building over there?
Yeah, new building.
Oh, there you go.
For both the Pistons and the Red Wings, all downtown.
Right.
Got it. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.